Diane Ouellette and Gail Bloom look through a scrapbook detailing articles, photos, and sheets documenting what foods and how many people came out to the early days of the table. They're two of the women that started the community meal 30 years ago last month.
And actually, Diane and I are the only two left of the whole...
of the original
group.
But Barb Thompson was our leading inspiration. Our inspiration and our guiding spirit through this.
Ouellette says they were all members of St. Augustine's Episcopal Church in Rhinelander. It was early in 1995 when they started talking about how they could do more outreach in the community. They got the idea for the gathering after visiting Thompson's sister's church in Whitewater and saw their free community meal called The Gathering.
In the spring of 1995, Barb Thompson, Carol Knops, Betty Helgeson, and myself visited down at Whitewater to see how the gathering functioned. And we actually had some photos that are at the back of the book if you want to look later.
Yeah.
Okay, then we came back and we shared what we saw and the experience.
St. Augustine's provided the group $500 to get started. That, along with donations from United Way and other outside groups, led to the first dinner of the table.
Our first dinner was on September 29th, 1995, and it was chickens. It was a chicken dinner, and we served 22 people. 13 were from the parish. 11 were guests.
The number of guests grew over the years, serving as many as 125 people in a night. Bloom recalls how people would come early, visit with different tables. Some would bring a deck of cards to play until the meal was ready.
I mean, we had, booster seats and high chairs, and there were young families that came, and older people, and like I said, people from the Rhinehaus, and just everybody from all walks of life.
Mm-hmm. And that was our intent, was to just provide a place that people could come and enjoy a meal and some socialization and interaction.
A lot has changed over its 30-year history. It's gone from being held the last 2 days of every month to the last day of the month. All the dishes used to be washed by hand. Now there's a commercial dishwasher. Different groups or families take each month to make meals, serve, and clean up. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, the table has been offering both the community meal at the church as well as deliveries. Corky Stockson volunteers to deliver those meals.
I just enjoy meeting the people. I've gotten to the point where I'm doing it enough now. I got my own little route, and I sit and visit with them for a short time, and got one gentleman on the other end of town that tells me a couple interesting jokes, and it's just fun.
Stockson says the meals are mostly delivered to people that don't have cars or can't otherwise make it into the meal.
I've delivered up to almost 30, but that sounds like a lot of places. We've got some people in town that get like 9 or 10 meals, and then they have like all their neighbors in the apartment complex come over and they have like a little party with it.
Throughout all the changes, the mission has stayed the same: to provide the community with a good meal and good company.
Everyone is welcome. We just wanted to share a meal with the community.
For WXPR's We Live Up Here, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.